Well, folks, we have arrived in the Russian River area, and we're going to be staying here for the next couple of weeks, and we are at the Applewood Inn and Restaurant, and I'm very lucky to be joined by Carlos Pipa. We are at the Applewood Inn, and we're going to be checking in and relaxing here for a couple of days, and we are going to be talking to the chefs, and we have quite a few wines that we have to share with chefs, and we're going to do some great food and wine pairings. Carlos, it's great to be with you, sir. Tell us about the inn here. You've been here for 4 years. What a great spot, and what a great destination for folks.
Welcome to Applewood, Doc. Applewood is a boutique wine country inn with 19 rooms, a restaurant that seats 72 people, and a small luxury spa. I bought the inn 4 years ago, as you mentioned, and I have had a ball. It's a beautiful area, and most of my guests love it.
Indeed, and I can see why. They just come, and this is a destination. You really don't need to do anything but go out and wine tasting during the day, maybe enjoy the spa. And I love this time of year, Carlos.
Tonight you will stay in Michelangelo. It's one of the Toscan suites. It has a Tempur-Pedic king-size bed, a fireplace, a fire pit, and a balcony. So it's really a plush room with a jacuzzi tub for two. So it's also a romantic room.
Well, that's beautiful, and we will enjoy the inn here. And the surrounding area is so great. There's a lot of small wineries, and really the Sonoma Coast has come to the forefront all around the world now, and people are really raving about the Pinot Noirs and the Chardonnays.
There are 19 rooms. There are 9 rooms in the original house, which is a Sonoma landmark. It was built in 1922 in the Mission Revival style. The former owners of Applewood expanded the property with 3 additional buildings. In 1999, we added the Piccola Casa to resemble the old villa. And then in 1999, they added what we call now Casa di Campo, where the spa and your room for tonight is located, and also the restaurant.
Folks, if this doesn't intrigue you, then look on their website.
The majority of our guests, which are couples, do a side-by-side massage, and we offer a headstone and the deep tissue or a Swedish massage. And it has been one of the most successful additions because it is the thing that you have to do when you are in a romantic trip to Applewood.
So we are now going to enjoy and introduce you to a few of the local winemakers, and then we will introduce you to the great chefs here at the Applewood Restaurant. Carlos, thank you very much for joining us here. We'll meet up with you later for a couple glasses of wine. Cheers.
Terrific, Doug. I'm looking forward to those glasses of wine.
Well, folks, we have traveled, and we are in Alexander Valley this morning, and it is a beautiful, crisp morning here as we move into February, and pruning may start here very soon. Harry Wetzel can fill us in here at the Wetzel Family Estate here, and great to be with you, Harry, and time for some Pinot Noir. That doesn't make sense to me, and every time I drive in your driveway, I say, Pinot? Alexander Valley?
Pinot, it's the only Alexander Valley Pinot that I'm aware of in the Alexander Valley, from the Alexander Valley. Of course, Alexander Valley isn't really known for Pinot Noir. It's a little warm here. Where we grow our Pinot is right on the western corner of our property, right up against the Russian River. So you actually get a microclimate from the river itself. You get fog that lingers in the morning from the river. We also have a tree line along the river and a tree line along the northern edge of the vineyard. So it actually gets shade quicker in the afternoon. So it actually stays cooler longer in the morning and cools off quicker in the afternoon, and it works pretty much right in that one spot. That's the only place it works. My grandmother always wanted us to make more of it, and I just don't have anywhere else to make any more of it because that's the only spot it works.
It's a very unique product, and it's very good too, and very food friendly.
We strive to have all of our wines be food friendly wines, from our Chard to our Cab to our Syrus and the Pinot. Everything is food friendly driven. Our Pinot is medium light in style. It's got a lot of floral characters to it. It's definitely something we want to have work well with whatever you're eating.
Well, folks, Chef just brought a dish to the table, and Harry has his eye on that, and so do I. So it's time for some great food and wine here on Have Wine Will Travel. We have enjoyed many beautiful courses here at Applewood Restaurant, and this is in the heart of Russian River and Guerneville, a small town going out towards the coast in Northern California, and this is where beautiful wines come from and has gained quite a reputation in the Sonoma Coast. Is hitting the world very strong right now with the Pinots and Chardonnays. I'm here with Chef Ty, and Chef, we have another dish to go with this, and I'm going to pour you another glass of wine. You seem to like that Pinot. Great to have red wine and fish sometimes.
It is, and this dish can really hold up to the red wine. What we're doing here is we're taking a local black cod. These are caught off the Mendocino coast coming into Fort Bragg. Real nice fish, fine caught. We're using some Dungeness crab, also coming into Fort Bragg right now, so another nice local product. And what we do with this fish is it's a real unique fish, not usually used fresh. What we do is we fillet out the fish. We only buy whole fish here, so we do all our own fish work, filleting and everything. We take those fillets and we cure them on a miso cure, kind of a Japanese style. Some sake in there, some sugar. The fish cures on there for 5 days. Once it's done curing, it is portioned, skin on, and this fish is cooked off. And then we're serving it with a little bit of picked Dungeness crab leg meat. There is a little bit of crispy maitake mushrooms, local mustard greens, and grilled scallions. This dish, as you can see, is brought to the table, and then the server pours a very rich ginger broth around the plate. Like I said, it stands up great to a nice Pinot. It has the richness from the miso, a lot of flavor, lots of umami, spicy ginger broth. Really can really handle the red wine.
And it seems like the miso really goes well with the cod.
It does. They have this connection. It's true. They do.
We did save room for dessert. At least I did. I don't know about Ty here. He looks pretty full, but I think he's going to bear with me here, and we'll go to desserts. And what do you have for desserts? There's a trio in front of me.
Well, we do. As you can see, we have fromage and a trio for our tasting menu. What we recommend is that people start off with the fromage, this cheese. We have some nice cheeses in-house, and then finish with a trio of desserts. And what we do for our trio of desserts is we just pick some of our desserts from the a la carte menu that night, and we scale them down and offer three different flavors on the plate. What we have on this trio, we have a profiterole, peanut butter ice cream, caramel and chocolate sauce, candied peanuts. And then in the middle, we have a honey tweel, little sweetened mascarpone cream, fresh Mendocino huckleberries. And then on the far end of the plate, you see the three-layer chocolate mocha mousse cake. And that is finished with a little bit of ice cream, house-made, and some hazelnut crumble.
That is perfect, and I might have to reorder that one. That one went very quickly, and we have some beautiful wines. We've had some wonderful courses here. Chef, thank you very much, and Applewood is just a destination place. I could come here on a consistent basis, but I might put on a few pounds.
Yeah, that's very possible.
We're going to enjoy some more food and wine here on Have Wine, We'll Travel, and may all your pains be champagnes.